Let's talk a little Doan softball. You're right, still at kind of the beginning of the spring season, your first spring season there with Doan. And one thing is, this team has, you've been road warriors. I don't think you've played a home game. If I look at the schedule right, you guys have been on the road since the beginning. Is that right?
Yep, we've been on the road every weekend for about 6 weeks. So, yeah, we've had no home games yet and just away. So,
wow, that's kind of been a little tough, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is, you know, missing school every Friday for 6 weeks. It's been a lot, but it's been super fun to get on the road and to just work on that team chemistry and get ready for when we're ready to open up here at home.
A lot of bonding time with coaches and players during that time, isn't it?
Yes, lots of hotel trips, totally.
And you've your two longest trips, you went to Branson at the beginning, and you just went to Branson again. So Branson must be kind of a pretty nice spot to go to, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice. Their fields and complexes are beautiful, and we play some pretty good teams there. So, yeah, we like that trip a lot.
When you're in Branson, I know it's business. I would think for the most part, you ever get a chance to get away and check out the sights, or pretty much it's just a business trip?
Pretty much we're just there to get a job done, but, you know, the hotels and everything. But other than that, we don't travel out much.
How about you? I know there's a varsity and there's a JV team. You always want to go out there and compete with the varsity kids right away. Where are you setting right now?
Yeah, so I'm a captain on the JV squad, which is really exciting. Me and my coaches sat down and they've had some really good conversations there. So I'll take the leadership position there on the JV team. But I am traveling with the varsity squad as well. So just going around getting the experience. On the varsity side, it's been really, really awesome.
That's terrific. You bet. And the Vart and JV kicks off there. I do believe your first games are coming up here this next week with home game. You got a string of home games, Cloud, Peru, Concordia coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Yes. So we were supposed to open up JV on Monday versus Cloud County, but unfortunately due to the colder temps, we canceled the game on Monday. So our first game will be Thursday versus Peru State for JV, but we play Wednesday as well for travel, the varsity squad. So it'll be a busy couple of weeks here starting up.
Noticed on the roster, you're one of a couple of catchers on the roster. That's, you played that throughout your high school career, and that's what you there at Doan as well. There's a couple of older girls in front of you, isn't there?
Yes, a very, very talented squad in general, but catchers specifically. We have a lot of depth in that position, and I'm just learning so much, and the girls have been so, so, so good and supportive for me coming in, and so it's really been awesome.
I'm sure, looking at the stats, you've got some older kids who offensively hitting the ball pretty well. You're learning a lot from the, you're going from high school to college now, aren't you?
Yes, and just the pace of the game is a little bit different in college. I've noticed that, and so just seeing how aggressive we are in the box has been really, really encouraging and eye-opening for me, so it's been really awesome.
The road trip to Branson was a pretty good one. I think for the most part, you played four games, and you won all four.
Yep. Yeah, we did win all four, and we played really free this last week in Branson, which is what you want. You know, we were nice and relaxed, but aggressive in the box and on defense, so yeah, we were able to string together four wins, which is huge going into a conference season.
I'm sure as now a college softball player and the position you're playing and as a catcher, I mean, you learn the ropes in high school, but I'm sure you're learning new things now as a collegiate catcher now?
Every day I'm learning something new, and just the amount of knowledge and experience we have on the team with just all the players, because we returned quite a few players, and then also with our coaching staff, they're so, so talented and so know a lot about the game, and so I'm learning something new every single day.
You're getting into the GPAC part of the schedule as far as the varsity is concerned with, Morningside, Hastings, Waldorf, and Dort, and all those teams coming up. What's the one thing you're as a freshman there at Doan, you're finding out who's the rival team when it comes to GPAC softball with Doan?
Oh, goodness. I mean, you know, we put a target on every team's back, but Northwestern is always pretty high up in the top three. I think they're ranked three this year. So they've been ranked one in the past couple of years. And so we always have an extra big target on their back just because they are historically a really good program. But I think Morningside, too, for sure. And we play them here opening up the season here soon. So it'll be a really, really competitive season, I think. So,
isn't it a little weird, Rosalind, at this time of the year you have, you know, kind of a tennis racket in your hand all these years, and for once, you know, it's not the case.
Yeah, it is feeling a little backwards timeline-wise, but yeah, it is super, super strange not being on that tennis court this time of year, especially when the weather is so beautiful like today.
But yeah, that's the one thing is, yeah, I'm sure it's you guys get out of practice, and a lot of these February days and in the early March, you're sometimes indoors. But, hey, yeah, you've been outside as much as possible, haven't you?
Yes, and we've had a little bit of rain and a little bit of snow, but for the most part, it's been super, super nice. So, and even on the days where it does rain, we can, and if it's nicer outside, we can get out on the football field and outside on their turf. So it's super nice, but
academics going well, hitting the books, getting good grades. There's no problem there?
Yes, no problem there. Class is hard, but I'm really, really, really enjoying it. So it's really fun.
You expected college. College better be harder than high school. There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
Yeah, correct.
And you're keeping tabs. I know I talked to Rowan. She's keeping tabs on you. And I know you're always keeping tabs on what she's doing as well, don't you?
Oh, yes. We talk every single day, or try to at least. And sounds like she's enjoying tennis for the most part, so that's really encouraging to hear. But, yeah, we talk quite often.
Finally, Rosalind, you know, a couple of months, and you're done with year number one of college. What's your summer plans? You got to come back home? You got to stay down there?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm planning on coming back home. This will probably be the last summer where I'll come home. But so I'm excited for that. But no big summer plans, just working, perfecting my game a little bit, you know, getting that off-season work, but also getting some nice, good rest for the next season.
Yep, exactly right. Make a little money, do some work, but there's plenty of former teammates around here to get the gloves and get the bats out and get some workouts in, isn't there?
Totally, yes.